One day I was on my way driving home, passing the Baked Potato in North Hollywood, and I looked up on the marquee, and oh my God, Lenny Bro is playing right here in the neighborhood. I've been wanting to meet him for many, many years, and this was around, 1985. And I had been wanting to meet him ever since I heard that record that Chet Atkins produced. So I went into the club, and he was playing with a trio. And oh my God, Lenny Bro was playing, man, so beautiful. I was in the middle of an album at the time, and I had just started mixing the record, and the idea hit me that, man, I wonder if I can get Lenny to play on my record with me. I hadn't met him yet. And the idea that came to me was to replace the piano parts on a couple of the songs, take out the piano and put Lenny on instead. So anyway, when he came down off the bandstand, I introduced myself to him, doggone near, asking for his autograph. And we chatted. And I have to like Wes Montgomery, man. He was a gentle giant. He was such a gentleman, man. He was the epitome of what a gentleman is. He was a gentle man. His music, you can listen to his music. It reflects in the music and the beauty of his music. So I mentioned that I was in the middle of mixing a record. I was actually done with it, but now I would like to not be done with it and ask him if he would come in and replace a couple of piano parts and play on my record, be a featured guest artist. And he immediately said, yeah, man, let's do it, yeah. So we went into the studio. I played the cuts for him. He asked me, could he have a couple of days to get familiar with the material? I said, man, take your time. Let me know when you're ready. So he called me back a day or two later, and we went in, and I put him in place of the piano on a couple of songs. And one of the songs I renamed, A Song for Lenny, because he nailed it, man. He nailed it like as if he wrote those songs on my Jam record. I was with Jam Records at the time, so I got the idea, whoa, I'd like to produce Lenny playing maybe a little bit different stuff than he's done before. So I called a record company to let them know who Lenny Bro was. I said, man, this is the most original voice in guitar since Wes Montgomery. And since Wes Montgomery, there was no other before Charlie Christian. With Charlie Christian, then Wes Montgomery, then Lenny Bro. I mean, in between, we're just students of the guitar. But these cats really changed it, And that's what being a jazz icon is all about. He's a true jazz icon. I mean, you hear two notes and you know who that is. Every musician, no matter how great they are, can't take the distinction of having that much individuality and influence. So he turned out to be one of the most influential players in the history of jazz guitar. I felt like I was sitting next to royalty. So at any rate, I said, man, I sure would like to produce a record on you. He said, let's do it. So I called the record company, and when I told him who he was, they took my word for it. They said, go ahead on, go for it. And they gave me permission and gave me a budget, quoted me a budget, to record Lenny. And they hadn't sent the contract. But when the terrible thing happened, man, I couldn't believe it. Just the disappointment of losing Lenny later for, not being able to make that record. But ultimately, we did make that record with this record because I wanted to do some demos with him, prep demos, just work on some stuff and see how I was feeling. So I had a little four-track recorder, a little Vestax MR-44 four-track recorder, cassette. So I set it up, and me and Lenny just sat down there, man, and I played the bass, and Lenny played the guitar, and we told him, well, leave some room for me to play here and there and blah, blah. And so we did the bass and guitar simultaneously. And then I added my guitar and some little bongo beats with the pick, like Ahmad Jamal used to do with that trio when he didn't have no drums. And man, it sure felt good. So that's how we did that. One of the songs we did, the Ramsey Lewis rendition of The In Crowd. Lenny said, man, this is so much fun. I never played this kind of stuff before, but man, it's really, he had a blast, man. We both had a blast making the stuff. So now what was going to be the preparation, pre-production, is winding up. My dream is coming true, At this, 20 years later, this record's coming out. Man, I get, you know, a little emotional thinking about it, you know, how beautiful everything was. But I thank God for the privilege and the honor of being able to do this project. And man, thank God for Randy, man, for having the sensitivity and the love and the concern to be putting these records out, man, because they definitely should be heard. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited about this whole thing. It's really wonderful. And thanks, man.